Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
What was another secret to Jacob's life? Why was he so blessed? Why was he so successful? Why did he prosper so much? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to answer that question by giving you ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, as you're watching this or listening to this podcast right now, I am on my way to the Ukraine. We're doing a missions trip there. We're handing out presents to kids on Christmas Day who've been displaced by the war. We've also helped Pastor Rob Porter from Ukraine Care Collective raise funds to buy a new vehicle for a ministry in the Ukraine that ferries supplies into the war zone and brings out refugees, rescues people from the war zone. Every week, it's an 1,100 kilometer drive. They do this every single week, and we're gonna bless them with a new vehicle. So thank you to everyone who's prayed. Thank you for praying for my daughter and I right now and Pastor Rob Porter. Thank you to those who've given. Some of you have given financially towards this. Thank you. You've enabled us to go there. Check our social media pages. I'll do posts and I'll show clips of what God is doing there. But right now, we're looking at the life of Jacob. What was another secret to his success? He wasn't a self-made man. We did this in the last podcast. He heard God's word. He listened to the voice of God. Another thing I see in the life of Jacob, which contrasts completely with his brother Esau. Again, you know, people look at Esau. He was a hunter. He was a man in the field. Jacob was this sort of lying, deceiving guy. You know, why was Jacob so blessed? Well, there's no record of Esau worshiping. There's no record of Esau praying. He was a self-reliant one. He was a self-made man. He was strong. He was physical. He was competent. He was good at hunting. He was good at being a man's man and the outdoors, but he didn't have a heart for God. And as I've said earlier, nothing wrong with being a hunter, nothing wrong with being physical, nothing wrong with being a man, because there were many men in the Bible who had a heart after God. Samson was a man. I mean, he could take down 1,000 dudes with a jawbone of a donkey. David was a man. A leader, a commander of an army, never lost a battle. He was a fighter. He took down Goliath when he was a teenager. Nothing wrong with being a man, but the key to being a real man is having a heart for God. And so Jacob had a heart for God. And the Bible says that he prayed a lot and he worshiped a lot. He was a praying man and he was a worshiper. Hey, men, it's okay to be a worshiper. It's okay to be a prayer. It's okay to have a soft heart and a hard exterior. It's okay to be physically strong, mentally strong, good at what you do, but have a heart after God. Have a soft heart, because Jesus made us in his image. We're created to know God. Adam was a physical being. If you'd seen Adam in the Garden of Eden, he would have been a perfect man. He would have just been buffed. He's probably like 7 feet tall. He's just like a giant. Perfectly coordinated, you know, strong, agile, fast. He owned the earth. The Bible says God gave him the earth. Every animal feared him. You know, he was a man's man, but he had a heart after God. He spent time with God in the garden, in the cool of the day. And I want to encourage you, men, be a worshiper, be a prayer, just like Jacob was. This is not just for the women, guys. This is for you and I as well. Soft hearts, strong frames. That's our motto, okay? But the Bible says in Genesis chapter 28, verse 18 to 19, after Jacob sees his vision of God, he sees the Lord standing above a ladder. The angels are ascending and descending upon it. The Lord's at the top of the ladder. The Bible says that in the morning he rose up, he took the stone that he had put his head on, and he set it up as a pillar, and he poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously. Bethel means house of God. Jacob turned a place into a place of worship. He called it the house of God. He poured oil on it. He made a stone as a pillar, as a place of worship, as a place of prayer. He was following in the footsteps of his father Isaac, and more importantly, his father Abraham, his granddad Abraham. Abraham was also a man who called on the name of the Lord. Abraham was a man of prayer. Abraham would walk with God in the evening. God would show him visions and dreams and point out stars and say, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars. Your descendants will be as numerous as the sand on the seashore. Jacob was a man of prayer and worship. Genesis chapter 33, verse 20, he erected an altar there. This is Jacob, and he called it El Elohi Israel, which means God, the God of Israel. Genesis chapter 35, verse 7, Jacob built an altar there and called the place El Bethel because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. So we see these two occasions, he's erecting altars, he's constructing places of worship, places of prayer. And this wasn't just for him, but for his family and his employees and his grandkids. He was a man of worship and a man of prayer. Let's be men and women of prayer and worship so we can walk with God on this earth.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channels. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.